This voice, you've been hearing it for a while, and I mean the talent within is just absolutely amazing. And her longevity in the business is just a testament to this. And it's not saying that she's aged or anything like that. They're not, just that she started as a baby. And that's the story we're going with. She started as a baby. But still, amazingly putting out great content. So let's say good morning and welcome to our conversation. Natalie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Cassie. Good morning to all of the listeners.
It's always good to have you on board. It's always nice to have a conversation. And I'm a little scared now because I don't know how I'm going to get through this conversation and how we're going to manage to fit everything into a small conversation. Because I think the last time we spoke was when we met in the Isle at Carter's, and a hello ended up to a half-hour conversation.
Yes, we did.
We don't have half-hour this morning, Nat. I'm just saying. So
very well. Let's
try and stay within the boundaries. It's great to I tell you this here. When I saw the rhythm from Red Voice, obviously it's Red Voice, so you're expecting a certain thing. So when what I like to do is just give it a listen, whether it's on big speakers or on my headphones. And when I heard it, I was like, "Whoa, what? Really? Okay, this is not typical Red Voice." And then I think the combination of the artists on it was just something great. I felt like you want to take me back to the dub days, but still have that blend. You really say you never know. Let's talk about this because you've worked with the Red Boys before, but yes, not along this particular line. Who approached you with this project?
Okay, all right. So this project, this song was actually written by Lucky Trouble, mm-hmm. which is a combination of Chantel and Adesi. And they had songs that they had written on the rhythm mm-hmm. for the Red Boy. And then they would have paired the song with the sorry about that, I got distracted, Gashing.
It's okay.
They would have paired the songs with the artists. Mm-hmm. And then they called us and shot the songs to us so that we would say yay or nay. And for me, it was definitely a yay.
A big yay. Now, you've worked with Chantel, winning the Road March with Colors. And yes. I mean, Adesi, just an amazing talent. I mean, I don't think that many Bajans are aware of the talent behind Adesi. To have the two of them together, I think that's a force to be reckoned with. But what was the deal? What really stood out about this song that said to you, like, yeah, I got to go with this?
Oh, well, it was just all me, mm-hmm. you know? Funny time I heard it was like, all right, Sean, yeah, this is, you know. this is it, you know. So it was a no-brainer for me. Mm-hmm. Choosing that song was a no-brainer.
When was this recorded? Because I know that there would have been a lot of restrictions in terms of getting into the studios and such. Was this recorded before the shutdown?
Actually, this was recorded, I would like to tell you, like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was 3 weeks, about a month ago, about a month to 6 weeks ago. Obviously, we observed all protocols. Studio was well cleaned down and everything as each artist went in on a different day.
Mm-hmm.
We all wore our masks when we were in each other's presence. Just took off your mask to go into the recording booth and so on. But I remember getting there and I opened the door and Scott met me at the door with a bottle of alcohol, spraying down my hands and stuff like that. You know, all protocols were observed and stuff like that. We would have recorded about a month to 5 weeks ago.
Before being approached to do this here, did you think that you were going to release any music this year?
No. Honestly, no. What happened really was that Mikey called me. What happened is that we had this rhythm. It had this rhythm for last year.
Okay.
But trying to observe and making sure that all of the I's were dotted and the T's were crossed, they went through the right channels because, as you know, it's a reboot rhythm. So they went through all the channels to get the necessary permissions and so on in order to use the sample from the rhythm. So that did not materialize for last year. Therefore, Mikey and Scott decided, okay, well, we've started everything now. And Mikey made contact with me. He was like, how about we release the song this year? And I was like, you mean? Why? It's not. And the thing about it is, having been in this business for so long, it's hard not to see music as seasonal unless you are touring. Right? And that's the honest truth. That's candy. Right? So I said to him, but what market are we really targeting now at this point in time? And he said, man, we could do it. Let me do the thing and whatever. And then he was like, well, everybody else on the rhythm say yes. And I was like, well, you know what? Like, outnumbered, whatever. It can't hurt. Let me put some music out there. As Boo Husbands will say, music got to play.
There you go.
Let me just play the music for real.
I'm so glad.
I had no intentions really of releasing anything for what would have been a crop over.
I'm glad that you get an outnumbered, though. Seriously.
Yes, I'm glad too.
And you know what? I'm happy that this obviously I'm not happy for the pandemic and such, but I think that the music, rather than being targeted now at crop over, is out there because people are just greedy for music. They just want music.
Yes, of course.
And not just here, but across the board, you know, all the different markets, they want music. So when they they got a new rhythm frame, Red Boys, let's check it out. And while it may not be for this season, I understand what you're saying about the seasonality of it all. There may be that opportunity where when things start to open up in the other carnivals and markets, then it green. You already got the ball rolling on this one.
Exactly. And that is how I came to see it after. Afterward, you know. Then I sat on it, analyzed, I said, you know what? This is just opening up a channel for later. And what will happen is that people will be accustomed hearing the music and then they'll want it. They'll want to see it live and hear it live and so on. So you're investing now for the future.
There you go. Now, you've, as I said, you've dabbled in, not dabbled because, I mean, you pretty much conquered dancehall, soca, you gain the bashment and all, you know. Is there a plan to perhaps give us an album? I know people don't really talk albums too regularly now because of the logistics of it all, but still some of your counterparts are doing it and they're looking at just putting together music, some of their older stuff and perhaps some new music as well. What's your view towards putting together something for your public?
Well, I have been hearing this for so many years, Cashy, and that's the honest truth.
Well, your heart is on the way, don't do them.
Up until a month or so ago, I was having a conversation with another artist, a very seasoned artist, and he said to me, you need to put together your music. You need to document your music on one album. It is something for consideration. He started to name off like a lot of my songs and stuff, and he was like, you could put all of these together on one album, you know. And I was, you know, it is for consideration, but to me, careful consideration is needed. Who are you going to shop it to? How are you going to shop it? And so on. Because things are different now from how they were back in the day. Back in the day, you put all on a CD, on a nice cover photo or the CD and sell it. Now everything is digital, so you still have to consider who you're shopping it to and how you're going to shop it. I mean, there are many avenues on the digital platform, but it is just for consideration. It's not something though that I have put on the shelf and decided not to touch. So maybe in the near future.
Is it that you are not that confident in the digital, the ability of the digital platform to really shop your music out? Is it a situation where you're not that fully vested in it anymore? What are the considerations? What is it that's holding you back?
In terms of the digital platform, no. You know, I am fully confident in the digital platform. I may not use it as some other artists may every day and so on, because I just find that it's very time consuming, to be honest.
Yes.
Not that I'm not willing to put in the time, but when you're doing other things, it can become very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of shopping, I'm just a calculating person, cashy, and I don't jump into things just like that without mm-hmm. thinking. So it's just a matter of consideration and planning for me. It's not that, you know, that I'm not as interested or vested in the music as it was before. I mean, life took different turns.
Yeah.
So where people would have seen me a lot more regularly, they kind of see me less, or they see me in another forum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just that for me, planning is the key, and you have to think carefully first.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to do these things, because if you're going to invest money into something, you have to understand how you're going to get that money back home.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that perhaps then is something that maybe holding some artists back in terms of saying, well, you know what, I better play it safe, or, you know, maybe I should go somewhere else or try something different? Because as you said, it is an investment. When you look at it, you are the business, and you have to invest in that business, and you have to be sure that you're going to get your returns back. Is it the unsurety, you think, that maybe preventing some people from excelling or going as far?
Perhaps. I think that in some cases, people tend to say, oh, that is the young people's thing and whatever. They may not, as you were saying before, maybe not feeling confident about using the digital platform and so on. Me, that's not me. I don't plan to get old anytime soon. So...
Not you, not now.
I like to remain current and watch trends and so on.
Yeah.
But that may be the reason why people are doing it. Some people may not understand the value
mm-hmm.
or the benefit of selling their music online digitally and so on. Mm. You know.
Is your music out there digitally?
Some of it is, not all of it, to be honest with you. My thing, you know, Cashy, over the years, life went in a different direction from where I was, let's say, when I was 20 mm-hmm. or, you know, even 25. So the effort that I could put in, I honestly do not put in as much, and I am being honest and mm-hmm. candid, and, you know, I plan to change that. And that is the honest truth.
You know, there are thousands of people listening that are going to hold you to that, huh?
Of course.
I'm just saying.
And I want them to. I want them to.
That's great.
But,
you know, I'm hoping then that we can see more of that, more of Natalie, the artist, you know, because mm-hmm. you have an amazing catalog, without a doubt. I mean, when you take time and just look through it, through the years, and not just competition material. And see, there's where I mean, the 15 minutes just isn't enough time, you know, because we want you, listening to some of your social commentary as well, your Kaiso, I mean, goodness, nah.
I was actually listening to some of it the other day that I haven't heard in a million years.
Mm-hmm.
Someone sent them to me because I would have had them on CD.
Yeah.
And, you know, after a while, CD scratch and so on. So the quality obviously wasn't there anymore. So I had them sent by email, and I was listening back to the Generation Next and My Vision.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Am I missing something? I was like,
I'm trying to get back and do it.
Yeah. As I said, change is inevitable
mm-hmm.
in whichever direction.
Well,
so we'll see.
You know what? Well, thanks for the music that you've given us so far. I know there's still a lot more, maybe not this year, but there is a lot more coming. And
you're
I
most
will
welcome.
Wait for it and look out for it. Natalie, thanks a lot for spending some time with us this morning.
You're welcome. And in the meantime, people, get onto YouTube, pull up that Wicked Reload Rhythm, 5 Big Artists, 5 Big Tunes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, true. if you like the original rhythm, you ain't gonna like this one the less. That's the honest truth.
It is so very vibesy.
Listen to the music, and you know, not just the Wicked Reload rhythm. Support all of the artists.
Indeed.
Get out there and support our artists. This is a business, you know, and we are here to make you happy. So get out there and get happy, man. COVID kind of took a lot away from us, and we really have to get back on track. And music is one of the best forms of relief.
I like what you said. Get out there and get happy. Well, thanks for the happiness, Natalie. You have a great
day. You're welcome.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Gashi. Bye-bye.